Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Monday, June 29th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Direct Mail. Leading off today, we've got a pair of new reports regarding what to expect with this year's iPhone 12 release. First off, a new report says that at least some iPhone 12 models may support video recording modes, including 4K at 120 frames per second and 4K at 240 frames per second. With the current iPhone 11 Pro, 4K video is limited to 60 frames per second, with 240 frames per second only available in 1080p. Support for the high-res, slow-motion format was found in beta code from iOS 14. Today's report does cast doubt as to whether 240 frames per second could be achieved at a 4K resolution, as that would be beyond anything yet seen in a smartphone. But what could be happening is that Apple is recording at 120 frames per second, then using frame interpolation to uprate it to 240. This would be consistent with Apple's increasing push into computational photography. Furthermore, a previous report had suggested that the iPhone 12 Pro would add ProMotion displays with 120 Hz refresh rates. Today's report says that this display has passed 4 out of 5 of Apple's tests, so it's still not a done deal. Apple is reportedly debating whether the additional work needed to make this happen is justified for this year, or if it might be saved for next year. Finally, the report concludes by saying that Apple is planning, quote, an unusually aggressive marketing push for the iPhone 12, focusing more on features rather than design. This is particularly interesting when you remember that the iPhone 12 is expected to have an all-new design similar to the iPad Pro. In other news, on a related note, reliable Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo says that Apple will sell the iPhone 12 at a similar price to the iPhone 11, but it will remove in-box accessories, including wired AirPods and the charger. So yes, what this means is that when you buy the iPhone 12, the box will no longer include the charging brick or the wired earbuds. As of right now, it's unclear if Apple will also stop including the lightning cable in the box or if that will stick around. As for that 20-watt power adapter that we told you about last week, Kuo says that Apple will indeed release it this year, but that it will be a separate purchase from the iPhone 12 itself. Many iPhone users already have a plentiful number of chargers and earbuds laying around, so this removal might not be an inconvenience in practice. But on the other hand, it certainly makes it look like Apple is nickel and diming people even when they buy the most expensive iPhone models. It could also be a highly inconvenient strategy for people who are buying their first iPhone. But of course, there are some benefits for Apple. Removing the in-box charging brick and headphones will dramatically shrink the packaging size, which not only has an environmental impact, but also helps Apple lower the cost of shipping. Kuo also says that this will help Apple offset the cost of the more expensive 5G components in this year's iPhone 12, and help increase sales of AirPods. But what remains to be seen is whether or not Apple is planning any additional discounts for people who want to purchase the 20-watt fast charging adapter in conjunction with the new iPhone 12. We are sponsored this week by Direct Mail. Get 10% off your first email campaign at directmailmac.com/9TO5. If you're looking to grow your business or stay in touch with fans and followers, take a look at Direct Mail for Mac, the number one rated email marketing app for macOS. Customers love Direct Mail because it's built specifically for the Mac. This means that you can get your work done in half the time using all of the technologies on the Mac that you've grown to love. Drag and drop, integration with other apps, and more. There's no more waiting for a slow web page to load or fumbling with a browser. Direct Mail lets you do everything natively on your Mac. Direct Mail also has customizable templates that look great on all devices and helpful customer service staffed by real humans, not chatbots. Send your first email campaign today with a free download of Direct Mail. 9 to 5 Mac Daily listeners can exclusively save 10% off of all of the Direct Mail full-feature plans. You can head over to directmailmac.com/9to5 and see how they can help your business grow. That's directmailmac.com/9to5. My thanks to Direct Mail for their support of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. Now that WWDC has officially wrapped up, we can take a step back and look at all of the announcements that were rumored but didn't actually come to fruition just yet. Perhaps most notably, just 2 weeks before the WWDC keynote, we heard a rumor that Apple was planning to unveil a redesigned iMac. This iMac is said to feature smaller bezels and updated internals like Apple's T2 chip and new AMD GPUs. But that didn't come to pass at WWDC, and in fact, no new hardware was announced at all. So when might Apple release this new iMac? An announcement sometime in July is not out of the question. In past years, Apple has announced upgraded Mac models in July following WWDC, and even during the keynote this year, it did tease that it still has new Intel-powered Macs in the pipeline. Building on that, Apple did announce its transition from Intel chips in the Mac to custom Apple Silicon processors. But in no surprise, Apple didn't actually announce the first Mac that will launch with the new CPU architecture for consumers. Instead, Apple said that it will be a 2-year transition process and that we can expect the first Apple Silicon Mac to be released to consumers before the end of this year. For the Apple Watch, 9to5 Mac reported earlier this year that Apple is planning to support blood oxygen monitoring based on evidence we found in iOS 14. Apple did not announce this feature at WWDC, but as we initially reported, it's highly likely that blood oxygen level detection is tied to new Apple Watch hardware capabilities. For this reason, we expect the announcement to take place alongside the Apple Watch Series 6 this fall. Finally, Apple did not announce its rumored AirPods Studio over-ear headphones at WWDC, nor did it announce its long-rumored AirTag item trackers, or a new Apple TV, or a smaller HomePod. None of these announcements were expected to happen at a developer-focused conference, but they weren't totally out of the question. Given that all four of these products are consumer-focused, it's more likely that Apple will announce them later this fall alongside the busy holiday shopping season. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.